This is the Dry Bean Scene, presented by Johnstown Bean Company, Gowan Company, Heads Up Crop Protectants, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, and SRS Commodities. Recent rains across the northern plains have improved soil moisture conditions, but they're also increasing disease concerns in dry beans and other broadleaf crops. NDSU plant pathologist Sam Markell says the shift to wetter weather pattern means growers should be paying closer attention to bacterial diseases.
Yeah, the weather seems to have changed in the last couple weeks, and with these thunderstorms and with water, that kind of changes the game for things like bacteria blights, which we don't tend to see too much when it's dry. Well, we're not really that dry anymore, so I'd be on the lookout for those here, if not quite yet, but you want to start thinking about it as we move through in the next few weeks.
Markell says growers scouting dry bean fields should be watching for early signs of bacterial blights.
All start with these little water-soaked lesions. It's almost like somebody took a little bit of oil and put it on the green tissue, and it almost sort of becomes a different color and translucent. So they all start the same way. It doesn't matter which one it is. They will progress differently. So common blight becomes big necrotic lesion, and halo blight stays really small, but has this kind of almost iridescent green-yellow halo around it. And then brown spot has all these little lesions that coalesce, and they kind of come together. And lots of times the leaves eventually look like you had a shotgun shot them or something, little tiny holes all over the place.
If conditions remain wet through the summer, Markell says disease pressure could become a bigger concern.
Typically, if you don't have a lot of thunderstorms and you get a little bit drier throughout the season, yeah, the damage is maybe not that bad. But really, when you get a season of frequent thunderstorms and you have common blight, yeah, your yield can take a hit.
Markell says root rots are already beginning to show up in some fields. This is the Dry Bean Scene, presented by Johnstown Bean Company, Gowan Company, Heads Up Crop Protectants, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, and SRS Commodities.